I'm getting the weird stuff again with OBS. Weird. It's working now. Yeah, it's working now. Welcome to studio. Clipping. Welcome to clipping. What's going on? Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. From the great land of Las Vegas. That's what my VPN says. I'm from Las Vegas. I'm broadcasting from Vegas, but I'm somewhere else. Tricky. Like that song from Run DMC. It's tricky. Okay, so it's happening. The cover photo for this one is on my hard drive. 2 terabyte, 2.5. The lead came out. I bent it. So I had to repair. It's a good thing I know how to repair. Good thing I have a solder kit. I've done this before, so for like friends and stuff. So recovery. That's why I say recovery. So I recovered all the data. And I just like went through them. I was like, I don't need this. I don't need that. Just clean it out altogether. I'm surprised because I have the same drive, but it's a 5 terabyte, which I use as a backup. But now I got this new case for my computer. I'm like, no, maybe I just put the 5 terabyte in there. Let's see how it goes. Because it's enclosed, it's a little hot. But that's okay. I'm okay with it. Not too much. Anyway, I might put an extra fan there. But know what the cool part is? The cool part is the 5 terabyte was faster than the 2 terabyte. Wait a second. That's weird, man. So it's working. So we're listening to it. Alex Skolnick Trio. Introduced by a friend in Hoboken, New Jersey. So, yeah, I'm fixing this stuff. Here's the bad part. The motherboard I got for a brand new chip, I didn't install that chip. The old motherboard and chip still in this current machine. I got a new board coming. So I scratched the board. Oops. Slip. Oh, crap. Everything works except CPU is not getting power. Oh my god. I looked up online and said, is it CPU? I said, it can't be. So yeah, it's your motherboard. I'm like, oh, crap. I cannot RMA anything or get it repaired or something. They're not going to repair this one. No, they just give you a new one. Get inside the warranty because I damaged it, so I don't think they will replace. So I'll keep that board, spray paint it and put it on the wall and wait for the new one come in, which is next week sometime. And to check out, to check if it's the motherboard, I'm pretty sure it is, or is it the chip? This way, I can return the chip because I didn't damage the chip. Just weird. supposed to have an anti-static thing. I did the old-fashioned way. It was fine. I don't know. Touch the case. Case is metal, so... Well, I touched something metal, too. It was fine. So it's not the chip. I didn't touch any leads either when I installed it. So I'm thinking it's something else. I don't know. I don't know what, but it's something else. Yeah. This way I can check. So I ordered a new different board. The one I originally wanted, not this one. The current one, which you can manually overclock. It's like, oh, I don't think I want to do that now. It's like, I don't need to do that. It's fine. It's going to be faster. Anyway. Like, yeah. Yeah. So that's what it is. And for those people who are complaining about the EK 240 radiator basic, it's no RGB, fan is no RGB, just black, it's all black. For this case, I don't see it, so there's no point. The fan goes it's loud. Yeah, when it's on full speed, all fans are loud. So what do? You change the fan curve, and that's it. It's quiet. I'm like, my God, this case is great. I like it. It's nice and neat. It's great. Beautiful. So I got it working. Got the old motherboard working. Everything's working. Only thing is the cable. I'm not going to spend $100 to get the cable mod. I think that's the company. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Cable mod stuff. It's like, no. Hear that? Shh. That's from the fan. Heating up. When open, have a Lightroom Classic open. If I close it, it'll be okay. So that's it. Just whew. Put the headphones on. I can't tell. Podcasting, maybe. Have noise gate on. Well, maybe not. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this stupid thing. Is it working? Or it's not working? Is it working? It's fast track. What's it doing? Check. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. Put the noise gate back. No, it's not working. What is this? Okay. It's picking up music. Oh, that's weird. Now I'm getting an echo, probably. I can't hear. Check. Okay. Yeah. Didn't hear that. Okay, so it's fine. Just have to change the threshold. For those people who knew about audio stuff, yeah, change the threshold. It's fine. Well, whatever. It works. It works. It doesn't. Yeah. Okay, what else is new? I don't know. McDonald's. And McGriddle. You know, there's people out there in the world. I'm sure you met him before. Let's say, I would never go this place. I get a lot of people with coffee. Say, I only drink gourmet coffee. I don't drink that store-bought crap. Then you find them online, standing online at the Starbucks. You're like, oh, you like gourmet, huh? It's like, well, there's no coffee shop open here, and I'm not home. No, it just use it. Whatever. Well, I don't care. So never say never. This is true. Even with McDonald's, I will never eat McDonald's again. Are you sure about that? Then you take the hash brown and wave it over their nose. Like, come on, you want it. And there, some people will give up. Like, yeah, give me that. Right? Imagine there's nothing else left on earth except McDonald's. What are you going to do? Right? People crave it. Look what Russia did with McDonald's. They changed it. It's still the same stuff, but they changed the name. Still sort of like McDonald's, but it's... Hey, people want it. It's completely habitual. I don't know, maybe for some people. But I think it's just comfort. It's all about comfort zone. Like, what's your comfort zone? Are you comfortable where you are? Do you want to? I know people say, oh, I want to be, I want to do this, I want to do that. I'm just like, oh. But you're sitting at a desk, how are you going to get there? So, comfort zones. I had a conversation with several CEOs and stuff. CEOs, top guys, they all say it's business people. They say, yeah, so it's all about your comfort zone. Are you comfortable enough? Or are you always hungry? Are you gonna sit back? The opportunity comes, are you gonna sit back? Sam, you'll be here tomorrow. You'll still be here tomorrow. Take it, man. The other ones, the other top guys, they're like, no, I'm going for it. Boom. Success. So if you're comfortable with your where you are, that's fine too. But if you want to make, you want to be more, right? You will get out of the comfort zone. You want to do something else, get out of your comfort zone. And this is not just business. So I had a conversation that I went back in time to look at the things I did past, including the stupid things I did with the BMX and skateboarding and motocross. Went for it, right? Some of them just like, oh, I can't do that, man. I'll get hurt, seriously hurt. But then there are times like, ah, screw it, let's go. They made it, and it's like, yeah. You know, if you as a person haven't experienced that, you will always be in the comfort zone. And you have great ideas, all that stuff, but it's just down there. You didn't take a chance. To explore the possibility of. So if you don't do that, you'll just be down there. So when George Carlin, pronounced it wrong. When he said, it's a big boys club and you ain't in it, right? I say, you can be in it. But you have to get out of your comfort zone. And you gotta be smart about it, because no, some people up there do nefarious stuff. If you help them, if they get caught, you get caught. But if they don't, you're okay. But if they do good business without, they do properly, people like that, that's the best. And you follow them. They might go downwards a little bit, might get some lawsuits, but usually it's resolved quickly, right? It's like, which club you want to be in? So you can still get in the club. You learn from them. And you can maybe make your own club. So it's about that. It's just comfort zones. And this week is all about comfort zone. How, like, especially building this machine and putting the power source, putting that stupid cable. So I need to get a better cable, which I'm trying to find. Especially the power cable. I think it's just thick. So how do you get this out? Right? How do you, like, how do I clear this thing? How do I do that? So it's clean. And building computers and stuff. A lot of people are not comfortable with that. I'm like, yeah, even though I broke the motherboard, but still, I took the other one out and put this one in. Put in this one, the new case, and it's fine. Hard drive died because the LEDs came out. I resoldered with a thin wire back. It was fine. The only thing is with that is I had to put extra solder on the other leads, which is still connected. Because solder gives height, so you gotta make everything similar height. But if I never tried to do it in the past, I would have never done this. I would have thrown out this hard drive. Like, nah, I don't need it. But the fact that I can still run it, have to lay it flat certain way and it'll be okay. That's fine. Right? Took a chance. Maybe it works. And I get my files back. But if it did not take the chance, if I did not take the chance, I would have lost a lot of stuff. Lots and lots of stuff. So it's comfortable. How comfortable are you? Even with this mic, am I comfortable? No, I am. In the beginning, when I started the podcast, I had to write down titles and like trying to read, like, oh, what's in the news? Oh, what's my interest stuff? And it sounded like a robot. It wasn't radio feeling. Or, well, we call the podcast now, but old school radio, which is talk about anything, right? But this to me is like we're at a bar. I'm having a chat with a friend. We're having say something, maybe to the bartender. No, this is what the podcast it's about. No certain subject, just anything. But you know what? If I never tried to first time, get out of my comfort zone, hear my voice the first time, like, oh my God, it sounds so strange. But now, I'm comfortable with it. You know, well, it depends on the day. Sometimes I get something. The other days I sound like this. Some other days, nah, I got the weird jaw, lock jaw, the Boston lock jaw thing happening, and just the muscles not working. Nah, I sound weird, but majority of the time I'm like this. You know, regular comfort zone. Do you have to? No, but it's a choice. When you get out of it, you'll discover. You not only recover. I should say discovery on the title about recovery and discovery. Yeah, when you get out of comfort zone, you discover things. Then you will find something interesting. It's like, wow, there's a whole nother world out there. I haven't experienced yet. I'm going to go. And this doesn't involve driving. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Or flying. You don't have to. Exploration could be anything. So, I would say, get out of your comfort zone a little bit and just go do. Maybe you find something interesting. Open my emails. See what they got. Nothing. Yeah. So advertising. Never mind. So anything else? I'm going to try to do the podcast index thing podcast index. Where is it? There's a value for value thing. I don't know. Adam said something. Podcast index. It was on his, he always says that stuff, so I'm trying to figure out how it works. Value for value. I don't know what kind of app I need. EPM, popular page. Podcasting 2.0 app. They say Fountain. Adam Curry and the Keeper, wife, Keeper, says Fountain. I don't know. It's a podcast player. I know it has something to do with the Satoshi and stuff, but I'm trying to figure out what. So, how does that work? And they can put a list. Popping doesn't have this list. It's like comedy, news, and politics. That's what No Agenda is. I don't know why. I don't know. Anything. How do I kind of categorize myself? I need like outside help. It's like, who are you? Like, nobody, man. I'm nobody. Damn it. But I'll try to figure out what it is because there's a podcast index.org API. So I guess I need an API. So I guess, yeah, I'll give it a shot. It's not that hard. It shouldn't be as hard as the thing I had to do with this crypto ticker I did with the Raspberry Pi. And I get API from one of the exchanges. Shouldn't be that hard. It's easy stuff. So today I'll be working on that, trying to figure it out. I don't know what else. I can look at the news again. Because I'm looking at the news now, I'm just LaGuardia cancels over 1/3 of world flights. Screw them. Get a little Cessna or Piper Arc. It's like, hey, I'm the captain. Let me go. hey, why not, right? So these news, all this drama, what do you need it for? Do we need it? It's all entertainment to me. I mean, really. Splitville. Google co-founder worth $93 billion files a divorce, so the wife's going to get half? Maybe? Or more? She going to get a yacht? Girlfriend looks like Japanese. Japanese? No, it's not. I don't know where she is. Strange looking. Half and half. The big boys club. And of course, SpaceX fired workers who ripped Elon Musk the open letter. And people complain, oh, it's like, we need solidarity with the person, the worker. Like, no. You get fired because you get fired. You don't make fun of me. Bye. If it's my company, I'll probably do it. Hey, say, I don't care what other people say. Yeah, so this is the news. Well, this is a newer post, but it's news. And all the world has like this drama, this food shortage, the record prices. Okay. Then you see boobs. Page is back with it. Wow. Big boobs. And they're just stuck in there. I don't want to see nothing. I don't care. But no, this stuff makes the world go around. Because I know some people use this for opportunities. Big Boys Club thing. You see this? It's like, if they're down for a long time, let me invest into that thing over there. And people are like, what? Why? And they see something. It's a trend. And we see a pattern. Like the same thing with the crypto trading. Even this low, you can see trends. Like, can put some, well, it's losing here. Maybe I can pull it over there. And they come back. Like, wait a second. Percent of Gen Z think they'll be rich one day. Yeah, I'll say. I'm sure. One day. We gotta get rid of all the lackeys. The big boys. The crazy ones in the big boys club. That's keep pushing, keep swindling, keep doing this stuff. But is that gonna solve it? Because the other swindlers will come and replace. We're hoping that in a society, hoping that the replacement is not as bad. But look what happened the past few decades. They're getting better. So in the deep end of it, there's something. And doesn't matter who the leader was, or that they go that way. They will follow that. And those are the guys who had to figure it out how to make them stop. Can you make them stop? These are families. These are like old families. I mean, look, like how many times I've seen articles, people complains, saying this thing. It's like, this person should go to jail. This shouldn't be jail. They broke the law. But why are they still around? And why are they still in the news? So who's really running the show? Are they? Or is somebody else? underneath running the show. And they want to keep these people there. Why? Because they think they can get away with things. So we keep you in because you made a promise for me, and I want that promise. Right? Bad apples. But there's always going to be a bad apple. So how do you fix it? You can't. You work around it. And that's it. Buyers beware. Is your Chinese coffee maker spying on you? Oh, I got Illy's. They're Italian. I don't know. Well, Italians are, they're socialist. So I don't know. Are they spying? I have an Italian friend that writes programs and stuff in virtual world and stuff. Puts a script in there so it, to collect information. User information. Well, it's basic ones. Like if the user online is fooling around with his stuff, he gets a notification of name, location, at the time. Like, what are you keeping this for? Oh, it's pop. It's for the. I'm just using it for to track. Like he can not explain it to me. It's like data mining. So no, I'm not. It's like yes, you are. So I don't care. Because he complained. So I give you this stuff, why don't you use it? It's like, oh, you're data mining, dude. So I want my privacy. Sorry. So that's one thing. But now, holy cow, Chinese coffee makers are spying on you. I'm sure they are spying on us with TikTok and WeChat. I'm sure if ByteDance or Tencent buyout somebody like Instagram, I'm out. Like, I don't care how many friends I got there. It's like, dude, guys, I'm out. It's like, no way. I don't want to know. I'm sure they're in it already. I mean, look at Zuckerberg's. Look at Zuckman's wife. Know his wife? Know where she's from? Well, and her family, the connections. Crazy. Coffee make no, what's the best coffee? Drip coffee. Pour hot water over beans. Or you can do what I do. Get a small cup. Put the beans in it. Pour hot water in there and just stir a little bit and let it sit for a couple minutes. Then come back and use a reusable filter, just pour it in there, and then coffee comes out, and it's like, tastes great. Excellent. January 6th, oh, I don't care. Trojan Horse, oh, I don't care. This is on Zero Hedge. I'm just looking at all this stuff. Ugh, God. Amazon takes flight, oh, who cares? And that's another thing. Like, there's so many people I met that I met over time. It's like, I will never use Amazon again. So are you sure about that? Is that the convenience? You want to give up the convenience? Can we give up the convenience? Like everything we have right now, especially the internet. Can we give up the internet? The main form of communications in our current society, after the phone, telephone thing. Everything is data. Can we give it up? Or the only way to do it is to shut it off completely? But I don't think so. I think it would just keep going. And like I said before, work around it. So, okay, you can't prevent the big boys getting you all your data, but you can block the little guys a little bit. So block the little guys and be aware on little things. Their employees freak out and I'm saying all lives matter. We're not in solidarity with all lives matter. What? He's playing and Elon likes to, he likes the trolling. And I totally agree. Why not? Nobody does. It finds out who's really brainwashed. Because if somebody says, we're in solidarity, that means they're brainwashed. That word alone, and the new word now we have, the ultra thing, which somehow came back. No, after the 90s, after Depeche Mode had an album called Ultra. Yeah, it came back. Yeah, you're brainwashed. Damn it. Echo chambers. Not only echo chamber, then brainwashed, repetitive. I don't know what to say. What the definition of that? Just somebody repeat something. This somebody says something, then the other person repeat it, and then trying to make you get in on it. Also, influence. The influencers. That's another thing with this internet. Influencers. Got all the money. How do you do that? I would never do that. If I do, I don't want to take credit for it. I'm just like you. I'm just like a regular person, sort of. I have a little advantage here and there, but then the other people have more advantages on something else that I don't have. That's what it is. So yeah, nothing else in news. So the same crap. It's not even worth it anymore. Well, sometimes you just go in there and you get a chuckle here and there, like yeah, right. Cannot believe it. Not even on the other side. Both sides. There are only two. There are only two parties I know. Good guys and the bad guys. That is it. Anything else? I don't know. I don't know this person until I meet him, hang out with them, talk to them, see what they did in the past and what they did presently and in the future. Then I can make it something. Say, well, I guess he's a good guy. I'll be like, he's a bad guy. A bad person. Good person, a bad person. That's it. Or you're just a plain old, I don't know what, but human. That's it. Doesn't matter what political affiliation with, or like who they work for and whatever, either you're good or bad. Service, in service of self or in service of others, or in service in between somewhere. $258 billion loss by dodgy coin investor gets Musk, Tesla, and SpaceX. Slim chance of succeeding. Pyramid scheme. This pyramid scheme. Dodgy coin. What's this guy? Keith Johnson. Ponzi scheme. What? Crypto pyramid scheme. No. I mean, I'm glad when my Dogecoin went way up. I'm like, whoa. But, no. Somebody's going to say, oh, it's a Ponzi scheme with Doge. Then you got to say, oh, it's a Ponzi scheme for all cryptocurrency. Include the worst one of all is that stupid NFT stuff. The Ponzi scheme. Like, majority of them. There are a few really good ones. Rest of them are Ponzi schemes. It's like, well, what do you need that for? I can see if you bought something expensive and you had an NFT so you can get into a club of the ownership. Yeah. So you can show your NFT here. And you know, maybe has a QR code, somebody scan it. Okay, you can come in. The rest of you don't have that NFT, you're out. I can see that. That's a good use for it. Right? But outside of that, art collecting, unless you have an actual physical item to go with it, it's not worth it. You know, I put an NFT on there, on my stuff, but I can print them out too. But it's worth it? Well, it's not worth it. You know, Ponzi scheme. So if somebody says it's Ponzi, well, yeah, the whole stock market is a Ponzi scheme. How about the whole paper money? That's a crazy Ponzi scheme. It's been around forever. It's been around. And these computer stuff. It's all Ponzi schemes. Loot. The loot in games. That's a Ponzi scheme. Make you buy more. It's like, oh, you can buy levels now. You can level up if you make a purchase of this gift card for our game. Well, you can spend time, get up there, right? But you can shorten that. You can be on top right now for this price. And that's been going on since World of Warcraft. So people sell characters for a lot of money. Cheat. You cheat your way up. That's a Ponzi scheme. So how many times? I lost count how many times I. Yay! No more people. I played PUBG and the team, they were 500. I'm like, yeah, right. And they cannot play at all. They bought in, they bought the level, and they suck. So you suck. Then I meet like level 10 and be the best person on the whole thing. The best guy. Like, what's going on, man? Who's real? Who's not? How can you tell? You can't because we're behind the keyboard. Maybe you have a mic, but you're behind the keyboard and the mouse. How do I know who you are? Yeah, that's a total Ponzi scheme. Wasn't like WeWork, same thing. How about the now at home, working at home thing? No, that's, you could become a Ponzi scheme because you could say, hey, I'm working, but you're out doing something else. So it's, I don't know. Internet's weird. I have to say, it changed everything. It changed pretty much everything. All the stuff. Where's it going? I don't know. Hopefully something good But then everything has good points and bad points. So I can't look at it that way. And like I said before, work around it. If you can't get in, work around it. And you really want to get in, find a way to put your foot in it. Get the first feet on the ground. The rest will follow. That's how you do it. I learned that in college. So, first step. Once you get in, convince somebody, say yes. Keep saying no, and convince it yes. Boom, I'm in. Yes. That's how they have to do it. Oh, the graphics cards are going to be cheap. You know what? Miner devastated by cryptocurrency crash. Run to reseller website to offload their wasted graphics card inventory investments. Whoops. Holy cow. Wait a sec. I just bought an RTX 3070. Well, I bought a Founders Edition. So it's a good price. Especially it's brand new though. But a used one? Holy cow. RTX 3090 Ti. It was like $3,000. But today is $1,600. Wow. 3080 is still 1,000. 3070 has come down a little bit. TIs, it's not bad. 600 something. They're offloading. We're not going to do a crypto, but I see opportunity. Say so with this low, so you halt the mining exchange. To some exchange. I don't know. Use the graphics card to do something else. Or you generate heat. Can you exchange that heat to generate something else? Maybe. I don't know. People are crazy with this. But at least all the GPUs coming back. I'm not sure the mining version or the mining software that used the GeForce is going to be okay. I know the Radeon RX, they have some brands, they have a dual BIOS, and you can use one for click on it, it's on the board, it's a button, click on it, you can start mining, or you can click on it and go back to playing video games or something. We use it for computer stuff. Yeah, there's a way around it. But I don't know. Holy cow. So it's going to be cheaper? Are they people really dumping? And where's the crypto going to go? We don't know. You can't think about that stuff. And you can't hold on to this forever. I heard there was going to be a FUD around this time. It's going to go like way down. But somebody taught me to invest. It's like, when it's way down like that, buy some more. And the curve. If you look at the curve, there's the bottom line. You don't look at the top where it peaks, where it fell. Draw that line, draw the curve of that line. Can kind of predict where everything's going. And everything runs with the news and with what people are feeling. And that also has to do something with the environment, with the solar system. Like, really? I don't know. Yeah, this is how you do it. So they show it to me. Like, right. Sort of remember it, but I don't get into the deep stuff. Oh, I see something. I just look at prices, the ratios. Looks like a good ratio. I'll swap. It's not a good ratio. I'm like, eh, leave it alone. It will come back. It always does. Right now, it's freaking out. No, why? Because I think the Fed is at its last day and is trying to survive, trying to push everything down as much as they can, so they can get some more, then keep going. Now, I think that's what it is. It's everybody wants, how do we keep going? We gotta get rid of this thing. It's dead weight. Let's try something. Try to get some more of that with this. Let's get rid of the dead weight and swap it out for the new stuff. I think that's what's happening. Okay. 52 minutes. So I'm gonna go finish my McDonald's and Starbucks coffee. Everyone freaking out. This hard drive thing. And make sure I got everything I needed. Then I won't wipe it up, but I will put in somewhere. Not gonna use it again. But it's a backup now. So I'm gonna figure that out. I'm gonna check on my order. Not because I can't wait. No, because I want to see logistics. Now I've noticed something weird with the Amazon shipping. They do, like, the timeline they got is pretty similar to like a text app, like text messaging. Like, the newest is always on top. But USPS is opposite. The newest thing's on the bottom, so you have to scroll down. So which one's better method? Or it just doesn't matter. You don't care. Well, I just think that the text method is better. The newest thing always on top. They'd be like, oh, this is new. Kind of like email. You know? I'm like, oh, okay. The bottom one is the older. Top one is new. It kind of makes sense, right? Anyway. So, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the Friday. Have a wonderful. Let me see. 17th to 19th. 3 days. Of, I don't know. 3 days of chilling. Chill out. What else are you gonna do? Should you chill out? Maybe you need to get into that comfort zone over the weekend. Just lay back. That stuff. I'm not going to. I'm gonna figure stuff out today. Especially the value for value thing. I'm gonna do this. If I get Satoshi, where's it going? I gotta make sure the wallets, the password back, I mean the whatever the phrase, so backed up. I'm gonna figure that out. Then I'm gonna figure out the cable thing. I just need to get a shorter cable and find a way to do it. one company I found. They were in Russia, though. Like, oh, crap. Damn it. Why not in the U.S.? Say, oh, we can get it from China stuff. No, I don't want that. U.S. But then you kind of shorten that. You kind of shorten out that supplier thing. Your choices. I don't know. That's what I'm going to be doing over the weekend, trying to figure out that stuff. I don't know what else. There's nothing else, really. Just chill. That's the best. So have a chilly weekend. Have a chilly Friday. Yeah, have some beer if you can. If you don't, have something else. Don't drink too much coffee. We drink a lot of coffee, just go nuts. And forget about chilling. Let other people chill, you freak out. It'll be a show. Okay, so this is it. Long goodbyes again. I'll be back on Monday. See ya.